Leeds attacking the Western Terrace, the open terrace here at Headingley tonight. And they will get first use of the ball. On their last tackle, they're going towards that short side. Ball out for Hall. That is a superb tackle by Josh Charnley. And what I say is a superb tackle. They've got the ball away, and Leeds quite possibly think they've scored through Danny Maguire here. The question is, A, how did Ryan Hall get the ball out of that tackle? And B, did Danny Maguire get it down?
Well, this is a tough one. This is one of those. I think if he's given a try here, he gives a try. And now he's put...
Big call.
Big call coming. First decision of the night. Is it going to go the way of the Rhinos? Try given. After all that, I think Phil Bentham was doing a bit of mixing in the video refereeing room there. And Leeds are in front, and it's that man, Danny Maguire, probably having one of the best seasons he's had for many a year. But what play from Ryan Hall. And see it's Sinfield right on that south stand side, coming forward now, sends it on its way, the south stand cheer. Magic kick from Kevin Sinfield, 6 points to nil, Leeds lead, it's first against second, and it's first who have first blood. Four on the clock, Rhinos 6, Warriors 0. It's the last one for Wigan, and they're not really well set here. Looks like they're going to go boot to ball, or Lachlan spins it for Smith. No, they're going to run it. Here now is Williams, little grubber kick into the corner. Briscoe's going to have to deal with this. He's dropped it behind the line, and Farrell has touched that down. I think this is going to be a try for the Wigan Warriors. Briscoe had to deal with a kick, and he didn't deal with it. It's another video refereeing decision, but for me, if he's onside, he scores. Surely this is going to be a try, and it is. 6 points to 4 in favour of the Leeds Rhinos. I think that was just a genuine error, wasn't it, from Tom Briscoe?
Yeah, it was. You know, it was a straight-up error. Briscoe would be disappointed with that. Should have done better. He just went straight through his arms. Farrell, as he does always, chases everything.
Puts in a dummy half to Maguire. Little grubber kick. Try! Joel Moon touches it down. Pinpoint kick from Maguire. And Joel Moon's there. Leeds lead by 10 points to 4.
Yeah, great play by Leeds. And we've talked about it. You know, they haven't been great so far in this, you know, the last 10 minutes. But they've got the potential just to come up with magic plays. And, you know, all the... Danny Maguire is... you know, the main man of this Leeds side now. You know, he's the one who's calling all the shots. He's the one who's the main kicker. He's the one who's, you know, dictating which way Leeds play.
Ball 10 out, about 5 to the left of the sticks. This should be a routine kick for Kevin Sinfield. Comes forward then, on his way, lime green boots on. Straight between the middle. And it is 14 points to 4 in favour of the Leeds Rhinos. And they're just starting to turn the screw a little bit here. Gets it away from Maguire, out wide for Hardacre. Again, they refuse to go out to that left, and then they've dropped it. Sinfield, it was, who dropped it. It's play on, and Hall is going to go over in the corner. Now, this is going to go upstairs to the video referee, and I'm 99% certain that Sinfield dropped that ball. We want Leeds to win, and Leeds have got to try. But that, quite simply, is the worst decision I've seen for a long time.
I think you've got to have somebody with rugby league knowledge sat in the box, not just a person who knows the rules. That has to be a knock-on.
Everyone in the press box is gobsmacked. No one can believe that's been given. Ball on the kicking tee, and again the south stand go up, because again Kevin Sinfield has nailed it from the sideline. It's adding insult to injury. It's 20 points to 4. Here's Bowen into the line. Bowen steps back. He's looking for a gap. He can't find it. He jumps up to play it quickly. And now Farrell might dive over from close range, and he has scored. But Richard Silverwood will again go upstairs to the video referee. The reaction of the Wigan fans behind the post said he scored. And Richard Silverwood's indicated he thinks it's a try. But once again, we go upstairs to the video referee.
To be fair to the video ref, he's had some tough calls tonight, hasn't he?
Well,
and the easiest
on,
one,
on.
The easiest one of them all, he got wrong. Try.
Try, give him. 20 points to 8. There's a break down the far side, and the ball on the inside here for Sinfield. Sinfield trying to back up, gets it within 5. Is he going to slide over? No, he's tackled. Less one. Leeds make the break from halfway. Now they're going to go down the short side, and they will score. Callum Watkins might not have had his best night so far, but he's in the right place at the right time to crash over from 5 metres out. And with 14 minutes left, this game surely is all over. And the Rhinos will stay top of the table. They lead by 24 points to 8.
Leeds again, last tackle, didn't panic, just pick out the right option. And you know, Callum Watkins is too big, too strong for the edge defenders on that side. And
1 pointer for Hardacre, and he gets it. Is there nothing this young lad can't do? 25 points to 8. Leeds turning on the style. Hardacre with the 1 point. Edge, ball back ball on the inside for Bateman, who dives in, and this time Bateman will not be denied. And the try given is 25 points to 12. There's 8.5 minutes left. Well, if Wigan have got any chance, this kick has to be made.
You know, Wigan won't give up, Mark, will they? You know, they won't go away.
No, they won't. But they have left themselves too much to do. Bateman's try is converted by Bowen, so they are back within two converted tries. 25-14 here. Ball for Bateman. Dribble kicking goal. They might touch this down. They have touched it down. I think Manfredi's grounded this. If he's onside, it's a try. Silverwood will go upstairs again, saying he thinks this is a score, and we might just get a mad last 60 seconds. But it's going to be tough to convert from out wide if the try is given.
Yeah, it is, and he's definitely onside. You know, that's a great kick from Bateman. Has it just bobbled out the back?
25-18, and he's missed it. And that is game, set and match. And ultimately tonight, it's been the goal kicking of Kevin Sinfield. 3 misses out of 4. For Wigan tonight. 25 points to 18, Craig. Leeds, that's it, surely. Wrapped up now.